As we're 10 minutes past the 10 o'clock hour on a Wednesday morning, we now welcome in Meg Lawaji with United Way of Southwest Minnesota. Meg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing super duper. I'm staying warm-ish.
Hey, that's all we can ask for right now.
Yeah. Were you happy to see some snowfall because you missed out on all that beautiful snow for the winter time? Or once you saw it falling, you're like, oh, great. I thought we almost made it through it.
You know, I'm not a huge snow fan, but I think I haven't decided if Mother Nature likes boys basketball tournament time or she just really doesn't like boys. Because it's always boys basketball tournament time.
It's always right on that weekend.
Yes.
When everybody has to travel up to the cities.
Yep.
On terrible roads.
Yep.
With a bunch of potholes. And
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ice. I mean, I came in on 19 this morning and... Yeah, it's thick out there.
Yeah, I do remember last season. Now, this was the girls' state basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. I was driving back home from that and probably should have stayed up there for an extra day because I maybe had to maneuver around a couple of semis that, you know, they're supposed to be, you know, straight, not jackknifed. Hopefully.
I'm not a fan of the ice. Not a fan of the ice, not a fan of the snow. But how many proms have we had where there was snow on prom too?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's next month? April, May-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. I don't know. It's been a couple of years since I've been to prom.
I think two of my sons had snow on their proms.
Yeah. I do remember it being pretty cold a couple of years.
Yeah.
So
poor girls.
Anyway. We're here to talk about United Way of Southwest Minnesota, and with that, we have our Community Impact Grants. The portal is now open.
Yes, the portal has been open for a while now. It is still open. Community Impact Grants are how we reinvest the funds back into the community that we raised during our campaign season. You know, in this past year, we were able to support 9 agencies with 13 different programs, and those application deadline is April 5th, so that's coming up. We've already had 2 workshops for applicants that want to come and apply. So that is passed. But we are still looking for volunteers to sit on the panels and help review those applications. Those panel review volunteers will help us determine how we spend the funds and they get distributed back into the community. It's really an important position. If you have any interest in knowing about all the different programs in our service area, this is a great way to find out the actual reach and scope of the United Way.
It sounds like an interesting volunteer opportunity.
Yes.
But also kind of stressful.
I think the panel members have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's usually about a panel of 5 reviewers.
Okay.
And the time commitment isn't huge. You know, you will get the information ahead of time, review all the applications. We do try to do the interviews with the agencies all on one day for that panel. And then they submit their notes in. And then the hard part, the stressful part, is when the panel chairs and I get together and we arm wrestle over who gets the funds.
That's the part I was kind of getting towards.
So that's the hard part. Because there's always more need than we have funds, but we try to do our best to support as many programs as possible and distribute equally to those.
So if folks would like to learn more about those volunteer opportunities, where can they find that info?
They can come to our office or they could give us a call at 507-929-2273 or visit our website at unitedwaywmn.org/volunteer. There's a link there for the CIG volunteer review panel.
Very good. And of course, we're getting geared up for Power of the Purse.
We are. We're very excited. We are so proud to be partnering with Five Family Ranch. And we have 2 sponsors this year, which we're super excited about. Our wonderful sponsors this year are D&G Excavating and Smile Designers. So they're helping us bring this program and this event to the community.
Very cool. And when does this all start?
The event is on May 9th, starting at 6 p.m. And this year, our theme is Meet Me in Monte Carlo. And I haven't watched that movie yet. I haven't watched...
Cars 2?
I have not watched it since we talked about it. I just remembered we talked about that last time.
Yeah.
But I haven't. I should play that for my grandbabies. Yep. Have to watch that. So this event blends fun with purpose. Beyond all the glitz and glamour of Monte Carlo lies a more profound mission. Every bid and raffle ticket purchase fuels Women United's impact initiatives. So together, we're championing programs that increase early childhood literacy. So everybody should get ready for a fun evening. Tickets are on sale now. If you want tickets, come out to our website, unitedwayswmn.org. And there is a link right on the homepage for Power of the Purse tickets.
Now, this is a very fun event.
Yes.
Kind of geared for the gals with the, you know, the Power of the Purse thing. But of course, men are invited to attend.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. This year is going to be a little different. We have some surprises in store for you. And we are going to be doing some Monte Carlo themed games of chance.
Ooh.
Yes.
And everybody likes games of chance.
Everybody likes games of chance.
Because that means you have a chance to win, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody's a winner that night.
So kind of give us a rundown of what this evening looks like.
So the event attendees will arrive, and we are switching up some of the food items. So there'll be more of a grazing opportunity instead of a sit-down dinner this year.
I'm a fan of that.
We, of course, will have all the wonderful standards back. The Plinko board will be back. The prize vault will be back again. We also will have deluxe packages. Everyone loves the deluxe packages. But there will be actually blackjack tables and vintage gambling games. So yes, we'll have some new exciting things in store. Why can I not say that word today?
I don't know. Maybe you had to install a new program on your computer this morning.
And maybe it's because the winter weather's been installed again and making my brain freeze. Ugh. But yes, we have lots of fun in store for those who attend. Should be a great night. Such a great venue. Have you been out to Family Five yet?
I have driven by Five Family Ranch. Unfortunately, I'm just not a good enough wedding guest to be invited to a wedding over the last year or so.
Well, you know, we will have that event there. You are welcome. It's not just a ladies event. You could come as well. We will have purses online and in person. Auction. We will, again, we discussed this last year, if you're trying to sneak purses out of your wife's closet, we will be collecting gently used purses to donate to RAP so that they can be used for women coming out of domestic violence situations.
And of course, RAP being the Women's Rural Advocacy Program.
That is correct.
There we go.
That is correct.
So I do want to ask about, you mentioned the food, kind of the grazing of the food.
Apparently, my purse is ringing.
I heard that. So, question. Don't worry about it. We can hardly hear it. So, with the food, who's making the food?
That is still to be determined. Yet.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Matt, yes. You're going to be cooking all the food?
No.
No.
Okay. No. Not that I haven't done large events before, but no, not this time. No, I will not be doing it this time.
Find somebody else. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. I'll be a little busy.
Yeah.
With everything else.
So once again, Power of the Purse is coming up May 9th, starting at 6 p.m. Where and how can we get tickets once again?
Again, at Five Family Ranch. And to get tickets, you go to unitedwayswmn.org/Power of the Purse. My goodness, somebody is calling.
Don't worry about it. They really want to talk to you, though. Anyways, coming up in May, we also want to talk about the Gruffalo Walk.
Yes.
This one was fun last year, and we're getting geared up for another one this year.
Yes. Last year, we had so much fun with the police chief and the fire chief. They really had, I think the guys had fun. They were very nervous about it. This year, we already know one of the competitors. We already know that Troy Deitz is up as a Gruffalo. He was excited to do this. He did, I know, out on Instagram, put out who he should go against. So we know it's not Matt Borboom.
Okay.
Because Matt Borboom said, no.
Okay.
Not happening. Not happening. Hmm. So in May, on the 6th, right here at 8 a.m., we're going to find out who Troy is going up against.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting, interesting.
Yes.
So right here at 8 a.m., so you're going to be chatting with Heath?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
We'll be chatting with Heath.
Is it going to? No, it's not going to be Heath.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay. Is it? Oh, interesting.
Anything you might think of.
Mm.
Troy will be here with me.
Troy will be there. We know one competitor. We just have to figure out who the second competitor is.
That is correct.
Oh, that's going to bug me. For like a month. Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be great. All I have to say is this matchup, I got a good feeling about.
Okay.
Not that I've had a bad feeling about the other ones. I think they've been fantastic. I mean, the first year we did it, that I did it, was Lockwood's versus Cruz. Mm-hmm. That was a good, that was good. Max versus Al Caster over at Lockwood's.
So can you tell us what the point of the Gruffalo Walk is?
Absolutely.
For those that don't know?
So the Gruffalo Walk is kind of our unofficial kickoff to our Stuff the Bus campaign. So all the funds that are raised from the Gruffalo Walk go to support the Stuff the Bus initiative and help us buy school supplies for all the kids in our service area. We also have, I believe, a school bus at Crazy Days, which will kind of be the actual official kickoff of our collection for Stuff the Bus. So this started a few years ago. And it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to raise community support and visibility for the Stuff the Bus program.
And that runs throughout the summer, right?
Stuff the Bus?
Yeah.
Yes, we distribute in August.
Yep.
And so we'll start collecting at workplaces and public donation sites. And throughout the campaign, people donate towards it. And we buy, last year, we gave out over 60,000 school supplies to over 4,000 students at 23 different schools. So it really is important. We give out those essential items, you know, crayons, markers, pencils, pens, folders, notebooks, those kind of things to help students start the year off right. So they're not worried about whether or not they have those new items. They can focus on their success at school throughout the school year. Hard to think about the next school year when we're still
in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting close though.
But, you know, it never ends. And, you know, those pencils, they don't stay that long forever. You sharpen them.
They sharpen.
And then they disappear.
Then they're gone.
And, you know, erasers, same thing. Paper, you write on them. You can't use that anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know,
we actually took
a
survey last year because we weren't sure how many kids were actually using pencils and erasers anymore.
I suppose, with all
of the digital stuff.
Yeah.
But they still do. I mean, obviously the little ones still do more.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we actually did a survey to make sure we're supplying the right supplies to the schools. And we'll be able to customize the amounts going to the schools better this year.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for the chat.
Yeah.
If folks would like to learn more about all the stuff we talked about or anything coming up down the road, how can they find that info?
Well, they could apparently give me a call on my cell phone.
Somebody's trying.
Remind me to shut that off next time. You can give us a call at 929-2273 or visit the office at 800 East Main Street over by Hy-Vee, or go out to the website unitedwayswmn.org.
So once again, she gave you three different options. Mm-hmm. Only one option of those three, are you able to get something in the cookie jar?
Yes.
And that's by stopping by. And
yes,
we're celebrating
today
a holiday coming up.
Yes, it is.
A little Easter celebration. A
little
that
Easter celebration. Now, I apologize. I did intend to make you something, but Mother Nature kind of squelched that for me.
Somebody made these.
Yes.
It just wasn't you.
It just wasn't me.
Yeah.
No. No, these are
delicious.
You know, handcrafted via Hy-Vee.
Easter egg cookies.
Easter egg cookies.
And
the hardest thing is to make the box look like Hy-Vee's, right?
So there you go. If you want an Easter egg cookie as we get geared up for the Easter holiday and would like to learn more about United Way of Southwest Minnesota, go check them out. Their address once again,
800 East Main Street. We are right next to Hy-Vee, where the cookies came from today. And we're in the same building as Verizon Wireless. So stop on by. Visit us. Visit.
Yeah. There you go. Meg Lawaji, thanks for the update. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
That's Meg Lawaji with United Way of Southwest Minnesota, giving us an update on all sorts of happenings around the area, including, don't forget to check out the Community Impact Grants as the portal is open. Power of the Purse coming up on May 9th. And of course, the Gruffalo Walk. We're going to be finding out who Troy Dyte's competitor will be on May 6th, right here on KMHL, 8 o'clock in the morning.